This is Paul McGann.
The Eighth Doctor, you're listening to Gallifrey Public Radio. Go and throw yourself under a bus.
I didn't mean to say that. He told me to say that.
I'm Lacey from Just One More Fix, a proud member of the Gonna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. Check out all the other podcasts at GonnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Gallifrey Public Radio, a podcast dedicated to positive enjoyment of everything in the Doctor Who spectrum. Join us each week for discussions ranging from Hartnell to Whittaker and beyond. Your GPR hosts are Jay Witten.
Safety measures are for chumps who don't know what they're doing.
Keir Hansen.
Oh, hold on. I saw it on my mixer. I turned up the suck. Hold on.
And Haley Malley.
I feel like I might need to carb up for next week's episode.
Oh, and
spoilers.
We do discuss recent news, episodes that have already aired in their home territories, and the occasional interesting rumor. But don't worry, if we look too far into the future, we'll give you a fair warning.
Live from Regeneration Who 4 in downtown Baltimore, welcome to episode 278 of Gallifrey Public Joined by whatever collective noun you use for Whovians, a loom, perhaps.
A loom of Whovians. Don't mention loom.
I am Haley Mellon.
And I am Keir Hansen. And as Jay is not with us for the festivities, his role will be played by this guy over here.
I've got nothing to say.
some shout-outs to some good friends of ours who have come around to support us. Charles Martin of the Happiness Patrol. Good up, Charles. In the back there, we've got Ian McCann of Meanwhile in the TARDIS, and soon to be the Round Table of Rassilon.
Wait, where are you getting your secrets from?
Is somebody launching another Doctor Who podcast?
Nope.
Okay.
I just call it that because it's about Stargate, really.
We've had some previous guests in the room. Raimani Wall is back there. Do you know Raimani? You heard her on our drunken watch along of the 1996 Doctor Who film. So if you heard somebody just quietly giggling in the background, that was Raimani and two ciders. Two. It took two. Put her over the edge. My better half and my future self. Julie, you know Julie, you hear her mentioned all the time. You will see the wee tot is here. He's catching up on some Z's. We are actually watching him right now on hotel room cam to make sure when he wakes up, we'll go get it. As soon as I see that little blonde head pop up on that camera, one of us will go running out of the room. Heather McHale, who joined us on the cast before. Welcome back, Heather. Appreciate it. So, we figured what we would do is actually something that we very often do on the cast with folks that we're getting a chance to speak to for the first time. So we'll play some 5 rounds rapid. So, your name and how far you traveled to be.
My name is Jeff. I traveled about, 288, something like that?
Yes. 288 miles from the great state of
Connecticut.
Of Connecticut. Welcome, Jeff. Jeff, his first question.
Jeff, what is the first Doctor Who episode that you watched?
The first Doctor Who episode that I ever watched? Probably, I don't want to say, might have been City of Death on PBS.
What an entry point!
Yeah.
Okay, all right, Jeff, we're in good shape. Everybody wants to know who your doctor is. I don't give a damn who your doctor is. Who's your companion?
Old or new? Classic or
I didn't ask.
My favorite classic companion would probably have to be Zoe.
Okay.
And my favorite new Who companion would be Donna Noble.
All right.
Good choices.
Excellent, excellent. Haley.
One and done episodes, multi-story arcs, or season arcs?
Multi-story arcs. I'm a fan of the classic era, so seeing that copied in the new Who.
Okay. Awesome. But not the bad wolf drag it out over, or the Vote Saxon little hidden secret.
Yeah, not the season long arc, but the. Not the Time Lord.
Yeah. Get it done.
Trial of Time Lord or Key of Time sort of dragging out stuff, but the 1-2, maybe 3-parter if it's good, and done.
Trial of Time Lord as a dragged out line. That's the tipping point. That's another conversation for another time.
Another time.
When we get into our, our classic rewatch, I hope we make it to the Sixth Doctor era.
But they keep giving us a year and a half off between each 10 episodes.
Yeah, we'll be golden. All right. Where are we up to? Oh, okay. TARDIS doors open. Doctor steps in. Anywhere, time and space. Where do you want to go?
Anywhere, time and space. That is deep. never been asked this before, actually.
This is why we're here.
This is why I'm here.
Okay.
Anywhere, time, and space. Future, some other planet.
Okay. You take it completely out of your wheelhouse.
Completely out of, yeah.
Got it. All right, I like it.
Okay. Last question. What are you most looking forward to this weekend? I mean, aside from this, you've already got this experience.
So, tick that box.
I'm most looking forward to meeting Peter.
I heard he's here.
So I've heard.
It made some things happen, like us actually scrambling to be here. We came close. Let's see. Some of us we haven't gotten a chance to speak to before. Some new faces, sir. Your name and how far you traveled to be here.
That's right.
I'm going right at you. Your name and how far you traveled to be here.
Jonah.
Exact. From the great state of
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Well, Pittsburgh, you're about to say?
Remind me, Haley, question one.
First Doctor Who episode.
Oh,
first question, first Doctor Who
episode.
First
episode you watched. I think it was Rose.
Started at the inception of the reboot. Alright, excellent. Okay.
All right. Next up, we don't care about who your doctor is, we already established that. So who's your companion?
I don't know, there's a lot of good ones.
But who's the one, when you close your eyes and you think about, Doctor was really at their best when they were traveling with...
Well, imagine you're the Doctor, who do you want to travel with you?
Oh, yeah. If you're the Doctor, who's at your side? Or whom's? Right, it's whom's? Whom's be calling on my TARDIS phone?
Who's man?
Clara.
Clara. Do we then want to get like some answers? Well, which Clara?
he's Peter Capaldi's doctor, so that Clara.
That's fair. Okay, all right. So you get your choice. When it comes to stories that are one and done episodes, just tell me a story, and then the story ends, roll credits. The short arcs, that are the ones where it takes a couple of stories to get the whole thing across, not counting the pyramid at the end of the earth.
Don't talk about that.
Oh, Monks of Veritas. Or the long arcs, like Vote Saxon, Bad Wolf, Key to Time.
Long arcs.
Ones where they're doing a kind of an X-Files game with it, and there's been hints along, and you just didn't catch it. All
right.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. All of time and space. Where do you want to go?
Could I say all of time and space?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything.
Everywhere.
Show me every living thing. That's what I want. And some dead things, too. Got it. Okay. So, last question. What are you most looking forward to this weekend here at Regeneration Before?
Dan Ross Variety Show.
Oh, yes. Yes, the Dave Ross Variety Show. We can't technically call it Dan Ross.
I don't know who Dan Ross is.
But Dave Ross. That guy's hilarious.
Dave Ross is lesser known younger brother.
That's true. Copyright
reasons.
I've never picked your brain on these questions.
We had it on the casting.
That's only because he doesn't.
But I've never asked him the questions.
That's weird.
I've never asked you questions. Your name and how far you traveled to be here, sir.
Hi, my name is Stuart. I went 4 feet from the door.
Hi, Stuart.
No, my name is Ian. I came about 300 miles away.
Okay, from the great state of
Virginia.
Virginia, the Lees of Virginia. I'm going to pass through the room to catch all my musical references. Damn! That's a great 1776
okay,
reference.
Tell
and y'all just
later.
Missed it.
I'm sure she'll be real proud of you.
Oh, I will. She'd lose her
Virginia.
Her blonde would be mine. Okay, your first Who episode?
Day of the Daleks.
Ah.
You're old.
I am.
Hey, like.
Oh, right. So, again, we don't care about your doctor. Who's your companion?
Well, you should care about my doctor.
I don't care about your doctor.
Your podiatrist? Your urologist? Your
gynecologist?
Close your eyes. What's the first face you see?
Mom?
That's sweet. Bless.
No, he's Southern. Bless his heart.
Bless your little wife's
eyes. I'm not, but... I'm from New Hampshire, actually. Anyway, Brigadier. Brigadier.
Yes. Yes.
And if we have to pick this up, we do all Donna. Donna.
Okay.
We have to do it for Donna.
All right. Okay. One and done episodes, short arcs, series arcs.
One and done. Something simplicity about the perfect standalone story.
Okay.
Seeds of Doom. You don't need a sequel.
By the way, when we had this conversation with, I think it was when we were talking with Dave Barsky, he considered the classic, you know, 4 to 6 episode
one and
block
done.
To be a one and done.
Yeah.
Because you're telling one story.
Right.
Oh, is that not how you classify? Because I was thinking in my mind Seeds of Doom, and that's a six-parter. So.
Yeah,
right.
But it's one story. One
yeah,
and
right. I think if it's less than 6 episodes in the classic series, you call it a one and done.
Yeah.
6 or less.
Well.
Well, but then you're looking at, like, are they 20 to 40 minutes?
There's a lot of
episodes. Like 20 to 40 minutes today, it's one episode.
I've said this before if you listen to the podcast. Well, anytime they've done more than 4 episodes in the classic,
there should have been a 4 episode story.
Except
for War Games.
War Games, could you argue, though, that could have been one episode shorter if you did a little trimming? Not like any one episode had to go.
Nope, you're not taking a minute of that away.
Hold on. Shouldn't you be removing one episode from the War Games? Yeah, put my control monitor.
On the other hand, you could argue that the Dalek Master Plan, or the Dalek Master Plan, is multiple stories, because they just go off in several different directions, and over Christmas they went completely haywire.
You could say it's a season.
You
could say it's a masterpiece.
Say it's a masterpiece.
Here's where it gets unruly.
That's why I go with episodic.
We're asking
and
questions.
And answers the question.
Yes, I absolutely. I get that. Anywhere, time, space, where do you want to go?
Ooh.
Hands being outstretched through the smoke from the recently on fire TARDIS console. It tends to blow up a lot.
Well, I'm already here. That's a start.
Yeah, there's nothing to look forward to. You're already here.
No, where do you want to go? It's not where you want to stay. It's
no. Okay.
No.
Oh.
No weird panics. I'm fine.
See, this is a hard question, isn't it?
You'd think you've never thought about this stuff before.
You have, because there's so many good options, one and done. Uh, 1950s, the Algonquin Round Table. That seems like it would be good for a laugh.
That is a very specific answer.
Roundtable. You say, all right. We're gonna have to let Ian expound on that a little later. Once we close out the recording, we'll have that as part of our conversation today. So, last question for you.
Yeah. So again, you're already here, so you don't have this to look forward to anymore. But what else are you looking forward to this weekend?
Oh, just spending time with family and friends and one of the greatest fandoms in the universe.
Cheers. Boo! Edging best, pandering.
You'll notice that when he rehearsed.
It may be bad, but it's true.
Ready to go.
He was dragging his feet on the last one to come up with that answer.
Yeah,
that is true. Yeah, how about that one? You had an answer just like that, but all the others are like, come on, I've never been asked that before. But no, I've only been looking at this programming schedule for weeks, and I'm thinking about what it is I want to do.
It's no fun if you know all the answers ahead.
Oh, okay, fair. By the way, if you have not completely called the the evening descends upon this little establishment here, the restaurant. If we've not started calling that hashtag BarCon now, please start doing so, because I need to make that update. Because that's that needs,
about LobbyCon.
That needs to get, yeah, well, LobbyCon's so West Coast, they're all just pinko hippies.
BarCon, they're in the forest.
I think they should change the name of this convention entirely to Old BayCon, because it's on everything.
That's
we
true.
Had that discussion this morning.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want old bacon, you want fresh bacon.
No, Old Bay.
Seasoning. Oh, joke. You're again. Hey, save the joke for us, please.
That's what we're getting paid for. Speaking of stuff we're not getting paid for, so our agenda for the weekend, for those of you who have not strolled through, because they didn't put the GPR stamp of shame all over everything that we're going to be doing.
It's just Kier's name, so if it's bad, it's his fault.
Yeah, which is spelled three different ways over the course of the same programming schedule.
Yeah.
So thanks, Craig. Actually, right after this, we'll be racing over to panel room 3 for the Doctor Companion Symbiosis, which is a good conversation about the balance of relationships between archetypes of iterations of the Doctor and some of the companions we've had historically, and then looking ahead to what that's going to mean for what we might want versus need, really.
Yeah, we've also talked about like what Doctor companionship relationships didn't work versus which ones that did, and how the same companion might work with one Doctor and not with another.
True. Yeah, what would happen if you sort of shuffled the deck a little bit and started pairing them up differently. Which ones didn't work? I assume you say didn't work, so Claire. Again, which ones? Tomorrow we will be moderating the Impossible Pacifist. This is going to be a kind of a difficult conversation, but I think it's a very poignant one, and one that I think needs to be had not only by the fandom but just people who are appreciators of the of our titular character. I keep doing that. So it's basically going to be looking at the idea of, can you honestly maintain a truly altruistic, pacifistic character in science fiction when there is such a demand for violence and people falling over backwards off their chairs?
Right, so people listening later, I want everyone to know that Kier almost fell backwards.
That's exactly what happened, yeah.
He meant to do that.
Yep. So that one's going to be, that will actually involve a lot of our conversations about our recent involvement with the hashtag Who Against Guns campaign. Joy Pivon from Rally Bomb just slipped in the back of the room, so congratulations. By the way, can we announce our latest milestone? Just as of today, Joy, we crossed what threshold in our fundraising?
$17,000.
Woo!
So we'll definitely, because of the fact that really has to do with a lot of the zeitgeist of the Doctor's spirit and the message of finding the means of reason over rage, I'm certain that that's going to be a part of the conversation as well. We will move on from that night after dinner and a handful of drinks. We'll be joined by a lot of these cronies for... Oh No, Who Didn't, which last year was the game panel that Robert Shearman himself said, I'm glad I did it, but do never ask me to get involved with this thing again. So we one-upped him, and Kat Smith and Terry Malloy will be joining us. And
you have something there.
No, well, I want people to know, because I plan on throwing a lot of the more painful decision-making impromptu questions at Terry specifically. And hopefully he's wearing a kilt so we can watch him pucker. And then on Sunday, we will have another one of these conversations that's really kind of it's kind of hypothetical, but at the same time, it's really a matter of, you know, what do we have to go on so far? And I've called it Broadchurch in Space, but really it's about what about Chibnall's CV... both within Doctor Who, Torchwood, Life on Mars, and other sci-fi and non-sci-fi related projects within his recent body of work. What could that possibly mean going forward to Series 11? You know, it's some of the components that we think are kind of required. You need to have an aspect of adventure, you need to have the whimsy, you need to have some humor when appropriate, and also incorporating the idea, well, Broadchurch being the laugh riot that it was.
Fun and games every episode.
That's all it is. You know, they do the cliff diving into the vat of marshmallow. It was fantastic. That didn't go over the way I planned it. Cliff diving, Broadchurch.
Yeah, it's a terrible joke, right, guys?
So that will be our agenda. We're going to be picking up, and we're going to be sitting on a few panels as well, moderated by some friends of ours. Don, make sure, if you have not, you've heard him on the cast a couple times, Don, please, and his son Will, who is scary brilliant, this child. Precocious doesn't even begin to describe it. This is kind of, the kid from Jerry Maguire, kind of.
He is evidence of past lives, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Because he knows everything.
Yeah. His older brothers sit in the back of the room and, oh God, I can't, I don't even know what he's talking about right now. I can't keep up with him. So he's basically his two elder brothers combined.
We're also both smarty.
Absolutely, but he's got the Whovianism that is so steeped that he can out-trivia any of us. He will put us at the second place table with Stephen Moffat and Mark Davis.
He knows more about things than I was there for.
Wait a second, that was me!
Yeah.
He remembers it better. So we still have a meetup to enjoy here, and a lot of people to meet and catch up with as well.
We have ribbons and cards and things up here.
Ribbons and cards, and we got some giveaways to do.
Oh, yeah,
so
we got some sweet, sweet
swag. I do have a little bit of swag. I got the really, really good piece of swag, and then I got some kind of runner-up swag. So we'll make sure that we take it. Which we want first? Do you go out big or do you go out small? Start with a whimper or start with a bang?
Oh, we'll start with a whimper.
Yeah.
We'll
build up.
Okay. So let's see. If anyone in the room, not counting those two in the back, can give me the names of any of Jay's three boys, whom he has all mentioned by name on the cast.
I think I can probably only you two.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
K-L-M.
Yes, it's Agent J, Agent K, Agent L, and Agent.
Think about this one for a minute, did you?
Maybe that's a little obscure. All right, so we'll leave off on Jay's children. We'll leave them out of this conversation. I think, what's another good trivia question we can toss out?
Trivia us?
Yeah. Oscar. Oh!
I know. Where did I live before moving to Arizona?
That's an excellent question.
I would say Nebraska.
Close, but no cigar.
As far as laterally, longitudinally.
I don't think we're there anymore, though.
Oklahoma?
No, it's Kansas, right?
There you go. I mean, three tries.
That's... Anybody else want to take one stab at it? There's a little giveaway swag on it. Just so listen to the accent.
Somewhere else.
Oh, somewhere else. Oh, definitely somewhere
that,
else.
That perfectly
one of the other 40
places I've lived. Oh,
man. Y'all got to talk. Smack down the middle.
North Dakota.
But not that far north. Bring it back.
About a square one.
It is.
I did give a hint. Yeah, I don't think they heard it.
That's true. You want to give a hint again?
Yeah, I don't think we're there anymore.
Kansas.
Kansas. So where was my Kansas from?
Ace.
I thought she said Arkansas. Okay.
It's spelled Arkansas.
This is Arkansas. One of the last pieces of giveaways actually distributed from the Doctor Who Experience before they closed in TARDIS. I used one of these as my luggage tag. Now you have one as well.
Loving memory.
Now defunct. Right. How many people actually visited the experience before it closed?
I cried.
Okay. Were you there in just one of the most recent seasons?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was there in March. That's March.
Yes, I know. I went to the Doctor Who Experience and I got married.
Well, engaged.
Yeah.
I was there in October, and I found out later from correspondence that Daphne Ashbrook, who I'm friends with, was there
close
2 days earlier to do her handprints and whatnot.
Oh, really?
And she's like, I missed you! What? Why?
She wasn't still in town.
No,
she wasn't still stuck in the semen?
Yeah.
All right.
I've got another one.
You got another one? Go for it.
Name another podcast that either one of us is on.
Ooh. Any other
podcast? And we shamelessly plug this all the time.
Constantly. Eric.
Here's a comment.
There's a comment.
There you go.
For that one, I think that's worth... Door number one. Your weeping angel keychain, sir.
I gotta keep looking at it.
Turn it away. Face it away. Does anyone else happen to know one of the many other podcasts that we happen to represent?
Just escapes me.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's not winning you a prize.
No, they don't do Namescape anymore. It's,
that would be a great name for a podcast.
Oh, that would be a great podcast about just movies with that guy from that thing.
That would be. Guys, this weekend I saw a trailer for the thing. I was not an Oye.
I know this. Why can't I remember?
Okay. All right, we might.
I can give him a clue.
No clue.
You're,
no.
You're not as shameless with your plugging as I am.
No, okay. I try.
This week. Well, that's Alyssa's.
Yeah.
You're close.
Alyssa, who is the is one of the hosts of This Week in Time Travel, is also my co-host on another podcast by the name of, which happens to share the name with some goofy game that Verity plays all the time at their convention panels.
Oh,
there you go.
Got
there. All right.
She got there. And this was our way of shamelessly promoting our podcast during the meetup.
Exactly. Because that's time that no one can take back from us, because I'm going to leave it in the edit. There was already a change. So,
oh, God, I have to change with somebody.
She can't stand Clara. She might have to change her gift with somebody. All right. Last one. I don't even know where this is going to happen. This is the ultimate piece of swag. Let's try this. We were asking earlier about, you know, how many people listen to 5 episodes, 10 episodes, 15 episodes, and so forth. How many people came into this thing having only listened to a single episode of Galvin Radio? I'll have a fight over it. Whoa, Jonah, whoa, easy. Unravel that for a second so that everybody can appreciate. We may consider doing something more with these. We'll have to see. I'm going to have to talk to our print center about them. But we're extremely pleased to anticipate the arrival of our 13th Doctor with our presented Gallagher Public Radio Hello Doctor shirts. Let everybody in the room see that for a second. Just hold that over your head for a second, Jonas, so people can see what that's going to be all about. We'll be sporting those tomorrow.
Yes.
People that. Yeah. Real pleased about that. So, all right. So, we're going to try to enjoy the rest of the time we have here for our meetup. We've got about another 10 minutes before we have to clear the room and move all of our gear over for our next panel. But we will bring this recording session to an end. So that it feels a little bit more like a family reunion, a little bit less like a tent revival, you know, where we're chucking stuff out into the audience. So this has been episode 278 of Gallifrey Public Radio. Until next week, this is Kier saying you can think whatever you want about the new Doctor Who logo, but at least it's not the state flag of Maryland. Hot mess.
And this is Haley saying, hello, Doctor.
We'll see everybody next week. All right.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Gallifrey Public Radio. Join us each week for new episodes. We love getting feedback from listeners, so don't hesitate to share your thoughts with us. You can email us at feedback@gallifreypublicradio.com. Tell us on Twitter @GallifreyRadio. Or on Facebook at facebook.com/Gallifrey Public Radio. You can also leave us a voicemail for inclusion in future shows at 210-802-1477. That's 210-802-1GPR. You should also go to GunnaGeek.com and check out lots of other high-quality geek-centric shows, or visit forums.GunnaGeek.com to talk about anything geeky with us or the community.